Kentucky Supreme Court yesterday upheld a ban on smoking in bars and restaurants in the city of Lexington. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning people at risk of heart attack to avoid public places where there's secondhand cigarette smoke. The health advisory from the CDC follows publication of a new study in the British Medical Journal. It found that a smoking ban in Helena, Montana, led to a sharp drop in heart attacks there. Terry Pahacek is the Associate Director of Science at the CDC's Office on Smoking and Health. Good morning.
Good morning.
What persuaded the CDC to issue this warning?
We have been watching the literature for a number of years, and this study adds one more small bit of data to a very large body of data that indicates there are substantial risk for secondhand smoke exposure. What this study points to is how potentially fast and acute the reactions to secondhand smoke are. We've known for some time that the sustained exposure has a substantial risk for lung cancer and heart disease. But with this article, we were given the opportunity to review a substantial body of literature that indicates that even relatively brief exposures cause the type of biological changes that elevate the risk of people at risk for heart disease.
So Helena had a smoking ban and the number of heart attacks dropped.
Yes, the comprehensive citywide smoke-free ordinance was in effect for 6 months. And during those 6 months, there was a significant drop in the admissions for heart attacks or acute myocardial infarction. In the city of Helena, Montana, among non-smokers, and when the ordinance was suspended due to a court order, the heart rate attack went back up.
And they eliminated
kind of a natural experiment, the type of thing, of course, we would never do in a controlled fashion.
And other factors that might have accounted for the result were eliminated?
Well, this was carefully reviewed, and the British Medical Journal is obviously a top-flight journal. Yes, a number of people have looked at this. We've been watching this study for some time, looking at it. And, of course, one of the things we do in our commentary is say that we would really like to see this replicated in a larger environment. We think the observed drop in the number of heart attacks was larger than we would predict, but that we think that it's completely plausible that there would have been a decline related to the reduced exposure. We need more studies in more places to confirm how big a prevention effect we can get from these types of reduced exposure to secondhand smoke. But we do trust that the biological plausibility that something was going on in Helena.
Thank you very much. Terry Pahacek is the Associate Director of Science at the CDC's Office on Smoking and Health.